Petersburg Municipal Power and Light employees are represented by the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers, Local 1547. That's a statewide union with units based in Ketchikan, Juneau, Fairbanks, and Anchorage. Salary increases for the Petersburg employees average out to 2% in the first and second years of the agreement and 1% in the third. The additional cost of the new contract to the borough is estimated at $156,000 over that three-year time. Borough Manager Steve Giesbrecht this month highlighted the changes from the old contract, including a reduction in PTO, or paid time off, also known as vacation leave.
PTO was reduced for IBEW employees to match the PMEA employees. These are new employees being hired in, so both contracts are the same now in that area.
The PMEA, or Petersburg Municipal Employees Association, is the larger of two bargaining units of borough employees, and it's represented by a different union. That group has a three-year contract that runs through June of 2017. The two PACs are not connected, although negotiations with one union unit have influenced the other agreement in the past. Under this year's IBEW agreement, new employees will be earning between 23 and 39 days of vacation time a year, depending on how long they've been with the department. Giesbrecht told the Assembly about some of the other changes to salaries in the agreement.
We did some adjustments on a couple of positions that we felt we were falling behind on, where when we did our comparisons, we were not paying enough. Made some adjustments on relationships between a couple of different positions so that, you know, the supervisory type are making enough more than the person to encourage people to want those kind of jobs with the added responsibility.
The pact covers 10 employees of the Power and Light Department. One of those jobs is vacant right now, but the borough has hired someone to start up in August. Those employees are responsible for keeping the lights on, including the linemen, electricians, and mechanics, a meter reader, and office personnel. IBEW Representative Jay Rhodes in Ketchikan declined comment other than to say the agreement was ratified by members. According to the borough, that employee vote was 5-4 to approve the contract. Assembly members on Monday approved the new pact by a 4-0 vote with no discussion. It runs through June of 2018 or until a new agreement is negotiated. In related news, the Assembly also approved the purchase of a bucket truck for the electrical department for just under $140,000. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.